You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Thank you for joining us again for the CU Insight Trendline. In this episode, we'll have our trending articles, as well as a CU spotlight from Alyssa Horwitz, some updates on industry events, and my conversation with Mike Schenck of People Not Profit, his new LLC. For now, let's jump in with John Pettit on this week's trending articles.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles right now on CUinsight.com. At number three this week is an article titled, Stop Managing Tasks, Start Shaping the Future, from Humanities' Tracy Kenyon. In her article, Tracy challenges credit union leaders to shift from task-oriented management to visionary leadership. She highlights the common pitfalls that keep leaders entrenched in daily operations, such as the reluctance to delegate, the desire to stay connected, and the fear of becoming dispensable. Tracy argues that true leadership involves empowering others, sharing knowledge, and focusing on strategic growth. By letting go of control and fostering a culture of collaboration, leaders can drive innovation and ensure their credit unions are prepared for the future. Number two this week is The Data Drain, How Open Banking is Bleeding Credit Unions Dry, from DeLand's Randy Ralston. In his article, Randy delivers a candid critique of open banking's implications for credit unions. He argues that despite the industry's enthusiasm for innovation and frictionless experiences, open banking often results in giving control over member data to third-party fintechs. This loss of control can compromise the trust, security, and member-first values that are foundational to credit unions. He also cautions that without proper oversight, open banking can expose credit unions to potential security risks and damage member relationships. Randy urges credit union leaders to take a long look at open banking and to prioritize members' data and trust. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one trending article on CU Insight.
We'll look forward to hearing that top trending article from John later in the episode. But now, let's turn to Alyssa Horwitz on an innovative student-led effort at Seattle University to expand financial access and literacy on campus in this CU Spotlight.
In our recent CU Spotlight, we highlighted the Seattle University Credit Union Initiative, which launched in January 2024 with a bold vision to establish a student-run credit union that directly addresses the financial literacy gap on campus while providing accessible, community-focused banking services. They started this initiative after recognizing three major issues: a significant lack of financial literacy among college students, limited access to inclusive financial tools tailored to their campus, and a unique opportunity to build a sustainable, affordable credit union by leveraging a student-run model that keeps costs low, translating into better rates and fewer fees for members in the future. Since its establishment, SUCUI has grown into a team of 25-plus students across seven departments. They raised over $270,000 toward their $1 million goal, and they are currently working to formally begin the chartering process. Their initiative is focused on educating their community and creating meaningful impact, and it is clear they're already exceeding that goal. Check out their CU Spotlight for more and find them on social media as they are actively sharing updates. CU Spotlight features credit unions that are making significant impacts in their communities. If your credit union has an inspiring story to share, be sure to reach out to content@CUinsight.com.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators: MeridianLink, a trusted digital lending and account opening partner helping credit unions humanize banking. One loan, one account, one community at a time. With MeridianLink One, a powerful integrated banking platform, credit unions can deliver faster, smarter, more personalized experiences that put members first. Built for growth, proven to perform, trusted to deliver. Plenty of design-build companies can build nice branches. That's not what drives long-term growth. When you partner with Level 5, you get a 10-year network growth strategy built on actionable insights from real data in your target markets. We'll help you right-size your investment to the opportunity in each market, ensuring the predictable long-term growth you're looking for. Learn more at level5.com to launch your next phase of growth.
This week, I was fortunate to have a conversation with longtime friend and colleague Mike Schenck of People Not Profit, his new LLC. We talked a little bit about the economy and some of the things going on affecting credit unions in that realm today. Here's my conversation with Mike. Well, Mike, from a 60,000-foot view, what are your overarching concerns when you think about the U.S. economy?
Well, that's a great question, Greg. I would say that actually for the 30-plus years that I worked in the industry, I had two overriding concerns, and they haven't gone away. And in fact, they're probably more pronounced at the moment. But the first one is demographics. In the U.S., we've seen over the last 35, 40, 50 years, falling birth rates, falling marriage rates, falling household formation rates, and especially recently, declines in immigration. That's really important because those things are the things that feed the labor force. And one of the big components of overall economic growth is growth in the labor force. So in each case, these are drags on the overall growth in that labor force, and by extension, put downward pressure on our potential economic growth. So that's one. The other one is that we've seen over a long period of time, and it's going to accelerate now, big disparities in both income and wealth in the United States. And those disparities are growing. This means that millions of people will be closer to the edge than ever before. More people will be facing challenges that they are not very adept at navigating. I think that's going to be a really big issue. And it's especially concerning for credit unions because, as you know, we have a mission focus on the people who are least resilient. And we've stuck to that mission. So we disproportionately serve those people that are going to be hit hard in the economy going forward and who have been struggling actually recently, even though the economy is in good shape.
You may have foreshadowed this a little bit, but 2025 has been an interesting year to say the least. What's your view of the current economic situation and how do you see things playing out going forward?
At the moment, the economy is in good shape and by almost every measure. But don't forget, the Federal Reserve, their job is to make sure that the economy grows at a rate that's consistent with full employment and that inflation is in check. The unemployment rate today is 4.2% and the inflation rate is 2.3%. Those are, you know, in line with where the Fed wants them to be. And so our starting point at the moment is great. Consumer is king, though, 2/3 of economic activity, and confidence is key. And I see the consumer in a much more difficult position, as I alluded to a moment ago. And I do feel like confidence has been shaky and is likely to be more obviously bruised as we go forward. So part of the reason for this is that we have what I view as an economic policy in Washington that is, to a certain extent, haphazard. And one of the things in particular that I'm especially concerned about is tariffs. In the broad scheme of things, I think there are good reasons to have tariffs. So you can protect vital industries with tariffs. You can rebuild industries with tariffs. You can punish actors that have engaged in activities that are harmful. So they can be a useful tool. But at the same time, you have to realize that they come with a cost. And essentially, the cost is bigger the higher the tariffs. In 2024, tariffs on average in the United States were 2.5%. The most recent reading that I saw was 17.5%, so a pretty big increase in average tariff rates. And by the way, we've had 100 distinct tariff policies in the last 3 months. So the uncertainty and the volatility that that introduces is a big deal. In any case, decent rule of thumb on tariffs is that for every percentage point increase in the average tariff rates, you're going to get a 6 basis point change in GDP, decline in GDP, and you'll get somewhere in the neighborhood of a 10 basis point increase in inflation. And so for a 15 percentage point increase in tariffs, like I just described, that translates to about a 90 basis point decline in overall GDP and a 1.5 percentage point increase in the inflation rate. So again, that would mean that if you were expecting the economy, as I was, to grow at about 2.5% at the beginning of this year, my outlook has changed pretty dramatically. I'm no longer expecting 2.5%. I'm expecting about 1.5%. And from an inflation perspective, what I was previously thinking 2.5%, now it's 4%. So you get into this situation where we might be struggling with stagflation, a very slowly growing economy with inflation. That's kind of a big deal. The good news on that is that the inflation effects are short term. They will go away. The not so great news is while they'll go away, prices will remain high.
Yeah. So Mike, how will those forces affect credit unions, and what are the risks and opportunities?
Yeah. So I think the big deal is that credit unions do disproportionately serve people of modest means. And the big, beautiful bill that has passed the House is a bill that will be problematic. It represents a pretty big wealth transfer from poor people to wealthier people and from young people to old people. So that says to me that going forward, it's going to be tough skating for many credit unions. And I would say from an opportunity perspective, probably the thing that's hopeful is that we do what we do very well. And generally speaking, we're not only able to help people through, but there's a payoff at the end. We see membership growth that increases and much more interest in credit unions. So when all is said and done, it's going to be a pretty difficult environment, but I think credit unions will shine, and more than likely, we'll see those same payoffs that we've seen historically.
Well, thank you, Mike. That's a lot packed into a very short conversation, and I do appreciate you taking the time to share your insights with us on the CU Insight Trendline podcast.
Great to be with you.
Welcome to your industry events update. Here's a quick look at two upcoming events. First up, on June 11th, Alacrity presents a timely webinar titled Retention Starts with a Reminder, The Impact of Digital Outreach. Also, from June 16th to 18th, Lending Tech Live 2025, hosted by Origins, will be in Nashville, Tennessee. This conference offers a deep dive into the future of lending. For these events and more, visit CU Insight's events page at cuinsight.com/events, your go-to resource for both CU Insight hosted events and industry-wide opportunities. Whether you're looking to enhance your team's skills or stay updated on industry trends, our curated list of events has you covered. Among these offerings are our mastery courses, concise, expert-led virtual sessions designed to fit into your busy schedule. These courses provide actionable insights and learnings to help drive growth and success for you and your credit union. And you receive recordings of all content sessions for added convenience. Check out our events page today to stay informed, stay connected, and keep leading the way in the credit union industry.
That was Linda LaFortune, CU Insight's Director of Learning and Client Support. And now on to John Pettit for the top trending article of the week before we wrap up this episode.
Welcome back. My number one article trending right now on CU Insight is, as tax discussions reach critical point, don't be hoodwinked by bankers, from America's Credit Union's Jim Nussel. In Jim's op-ed, he issues a call to action to credit union advocates. He warns against the banking industry's renewed efforts to challenge the tax-exempt status of credit unions, particularly targeting those with assets over $1 billion. Jim emphasizes that this move threatens the foundational mission of credit unions, serving members over profits. He highlights the irony in banks' complaints, noting that banks control over 91% of U.S. financial assets, and many benefit from their own tax exemptions. Jim looks at the potential negative impact on military families and communities if credit unions lose their tax-exempt status, and urges credit unions to remain vigilant and advocating for the preservation of credit unions. That's all for this episode. Back to you, Greg.
Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.